Are we ready? Call order of council meeting for July 27th. If everyone would stand for the pledge.
I, the United States, to the Republic, and one nation, for God.
Remain standing for prayer. Can we have roll call?
Vice President Brown.
Here.
President Chapman.
Here.
Mr. Clark.
He has an excused absence.
Ms. Morris.
Here.
Ms. Rose.
Here.
Mr. Salters.
Here.
Mr. Sebring.
Here.
Mayor Yoakum.
Here. Adoption of the agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I move we adopt the agenda with the exception that we move item A under new business and place that under report of city officers.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring to adopt the agenda with the one correction.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown. Mr. Chapman.
Yes.
Mr. Clark. Sorry. Ms. Rose. Ms. Morris.
Yes.
Mr. Salters.
Yes.
Mr. Sebring.
Yes.
And the agenda is adopted by a vote of 6-0. Need to approve the minutes of the July 13th meeting.
I move that we approve the minutes.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Brown to approve the July 13th minutes as presented.
Mr. Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Chapman.
Yes.
Ms. Morris.
Yes.
Ms. Rose.
Yes.
Mr. Salters.
Yes.
Mr. Sebring.
Yes.
And those are approved by a vote of 6-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances.
Mr. President, I would note that this is the final week of the 11-year presidency of Dr. Dick Kelton at Vincennes University, and we certainly wish both Dick and his wife Cindy, both of which have been very valuable members of the community and certainly good partners for Vincennes. We wish them the best in their new home in Cleveland, Ohio.
Anything else? We'll move to committee reports. Hearing none, we'll move to report of city officers.
Sonny Pinkstaff, Fire Chief, Vincennes City Fire Department. Mr. Mayor, distinguished council, ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to present two awards tonight to two Vincennes City firefighters. One for actions going above and beyond the call of duty while working, the other a life-saving award while off duty. Captain Beeman and Firefighter Cardinal, would you please come forward? Captain James Beeman was on duty and assisted with the protection of the public as well as those officers actively involved during a vehicle chase involving a suspected felon who was fleeing officers. K-9 Officer Cody Wagner, the Vincennes Police Department, nominated Captain Beeman for the Meritorious Award for his quick thinking during a time of chaotic circumstances. Officer Wagner wrote, "On June 12, 2015, I, Officer Wagner, initiated a pursuit with Clinton Wayne Morgan, who was suspected to be carrying illegal firearms and was a suspended driver. Morgan was apprehended and is facing several drug and resisting related charges as well as a parole violation. During the pursuit, Vincennes fireman James Beeman used the Red Ford Battalion truck to block the intersection of 6th Street and Du Bois Street. This action, no doubt, saved property damage to civilians and possibly someone's life. Morgan was driving with reckless abandon and did not stop at the stop sign for the intersections while traveling in excess of 50 miles per hour. Due to his act, I would recommend that Beeman receive the Meritorious Conduct Award. It is actions like these between our two departments that help the citizens of Vincennes move about safely through our city." And with that, Mr. Mayor. Presenting to Captain Beeman, this Meritorious Conduct Award is presented to Vincennes City Fire Department Captain James Beeman in recognition of his immediate and professional assistance in helping to apprehend a suspected criminal and in protecting the lives of fellow citizens. Next, firefighter Brock Cardinal. Firefighter Cardinal was off duty and eating lunch at a local restaurant when he saved the life of a fellow firefighter. Firefighter Cardinal and Lieutenant Mark Rainey happened to be at the same restaurant that day. Lieutenant Rainey was eating with his wife when he began choking and his airway became obstructed. Regina Rainey, the wife of Lieutenant Mark Rainey, requested Firefighter Cardinal be recognized for his selfless act of saving her husband's life. Mrs. Rainey wrote to me and asked if, said, "Dear Chief, I know people have many negative things to say about firefighters sometimes, but today I would like to tell you how wonderful they really are. My husband, Mark Rainey, and I were having lunch at Pizza Hut. A group of men came in and were seated next to us. One of them happened to be Brock Cardinal. Brock and Mark work on the same shift at the Vincennes City Fire Department, and we all spoke as he walked by our table. My husband started eating his pizza and heard a pop noise. He realized immediately that his tooth on his partial plate had broke off. He was able to tell me, 'Get Brock,' and in a panic, I stood up and yelled, 'Brock, help, he is choking.' Before he could blink an eye, Brock was up and doing the Heimlich maneuver on my husband. With two strong thrusts, the plate was out. Mark told Brock that he actually wondered if he was going to die there. I truly feel that God put Brock at the right place at the right time for my husband. We are truly grateful for what he did today. He did not think twice. He just jumped into life-saving mode. Mark and Brock happened to be firefighter brothers, but today Brock was more than that. He was an angel. We will never forget what he did for us." And the ironic part about this is, after speaking with Firefighter Cardinal, hardly ever eats at Pizza Hut, do you? So with that, I truly do believe that God put Brock in that place with Lieutenant Rainey that day. And for that, it is my honor and pleasure to present the life-saving award to First Class Firefighter Brock Cardinal in recognition of his immediate and professional assistance in administering medical aid to save the life of a fellow human being. Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Beeman, Firefighter Cardinal.
On behalf of the council, commend the valiant officers, and this is just indicative of the kind of outstanding department we have and the way they go above and beyond the call of duty, so certainly commend you all.
Okay, we'll move on to old business. First is Ordinance 24-2015, additional appropriation ordinance from Edit Fund for $31,000.
That?
Okay. You want a couple under city
officers? Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. We're still under.
Laura Ariel, Vincennes Animal Shelter. I wanted to let you, council, know that last week we installed our new cages for our barn. And so we have 24 brand new cages, and I'd like to invite you guys to come out and see the cages tonight after the council meeting, if you'd like to. I'd like to take you on a tour. I would also like to invite you to our open house that we're going to have on August 13th from 6 to 9. And I'd like to invite you to go up for adoption in those cages from 6 to 8 or 6 to 9. It's kind of the same thing as the jail, where you're placed in jail and you have to find your bail. This time we're going to put you up for adoption, and so you have to get your adoption fee. It's a great fundraiser to get the community out to the animal shelter. They can come and meet you guys. I understand a lot of you are running for office, so it's a great opportunity, and I'd love to see you guys come out and it'd be fun. So I'll leave these flyers here with you to take. And after the meeting tonight, I'd be happy to take you out to the shelter and show you the new cages that were bought with all fundraising donations. So we didn't use any city line item budget items. It was all donations that did this, and it was close to $40,000.
Outstanding. My only question about your fundraiser, if no one adopts us, will you feed us?
We will have cotton candy and popcorn.
And we may end up on the rescue wagon and shit.
You may end up on rescue wagon, that's right.
It's a no-kill shelter, right? So we're okay.
Thanks, I feel better about it.
Making sure about that.
Outstanding.
Okay, now we'll move on to old business. Ordinance 24-2015. Additional appropriation ordinance from Edit Fund for $31,267.09. You passed this on your first reading the 13th of July.
Mr. Mayor, I move we have a second reading of Ordinance 24-2015.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilwoman Rose, to have second reading of Ordinance 24-2015.
Ordinance 24-2015, additional appropriation ordinance containing Section 1 and 2, $31,267.09.
Okay, discussion.
Mr. Mayor, let the record show we had a public hearing at 5:45, and no one spoke for or against this ordinance.
Mr. Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Chatton.
Yes.
Ms. Morris.
Yes.
Ms. Rose. Mr. Salters.
Yes.
Mr. Sebring.
Yes.
Second reading of Ordinance 24-2015 passes by a vote of 6-0.
Mayor, I move we have a third reading of Ordinance 24-2015.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilwoman Rose, to have third and final reading of Ordinance 24-2015.
Ordinance 24-2015, additional appropriation ordinance, Section 1 and 2, $31,207.09.
Discussion.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Chatton.
Yes.
Ms. Morris.
Yes.
Ms. Rose. Mr. Salter.
Yes.
Mr. Sebring.
Yes.
And third reading of Ordinance 24-2015 passes by a vote of 6-0. Next is Ordinance 25-2015, additional appropriation ordinance from Riverboat Fund for $56,837. Your first reading was July 13th.
Mr. Mayor, I move we have a second reading of Ordinance 25-2015.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Brown, to have second reading of Ordinance 25-2015.
Ordinance 25-2015, additional appropriation ordinance containing 1 and 2, $56,834.21.
Discussion.
Let the record show we did have a public hearing at 5:45, and no one spoke for or against this ordinance.
Mr. Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Chatton.
Yes.
Ms. Morris.
Yes.
Ms. Rose. Mr. Salters.
Yes.
Mr. Sebring.
Yes.
And second reading of Ordinance 25-2015 passes by a vote of 6-0.
Mayor, I move we have a third reading of Ordinance 25-2015.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Sebring, to have third and final reading of Ordinance 25-2015.
Ordinance 25-2015, additional appropriation ordinance containing Section 1 and 2, $56,834.21.
Discussion.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Ms. Morse?
Yes.
Ms. Rose? Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And third and final reading of ordinance 25-2015 passes by a vote of 6-0. Move to new business. First up is ordinance 26-2015, additional appropriation ordinance from local road and street fund for $137,745.
Mr. Mayor, I move we have a first reading of ordinance 26-2015.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose, to have first reading of ordinance 26-2015.
Ordinance 26-2015, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2, $137,745.
Okay, discussion. Now, basically what this is this money is in the budget, but it wasn't, something happened during the budget time, correct? Is what we were told. So now the money is there, but it has to be appropriated.
If I remember correctly, part of the problem was city engineer was still negotiating with Milestone. Sorry, I don't know what I'm doing. Was still negotiating with Milestone on some of our paving from last year. And so we did not pay anything out of our local road and street last year. So they didn't show that they didn't think we needed money in there. But we did, because we didn't pay that then until January. So this just cleans that up so that as claims come in for what John's doing right now for the paving, I can just write him and we don't have to go through the whole process for every invoice that we get in. So it's just kind of cleaning up, little housekeeping error.
Any questions?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And first reading of ordinance 26-2015 passes by a vote of 6-0. Next is ordinance 27-2015, ordinance amending ordinance 31-2013, entitled 9 General Regulations, Chapter 97, Excavations, and adding 97.0.
I move we have first reading of ordinance 27-2015.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring, to have first reading of ordinance 27-2015.
Ordinance 27-2015, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, amending ordinance 31-2013, Title 9, General Regulations, Chapter 7, Excavations, and adding new section 97.034, containing sections 1 through 7, technical corrections suggested by the city in specification.
The only change, correct, was that the warning strip shall be of the cast iron variety. Correct, John?
A couple other changes there as well.
That was the only major change, though, so.
In the first draft that we passed, we referenced the ADA transition plan, which was manufactured by Lockmuller Group when they did the inventory. In there was a crude set of details, and over the last year, I think we passed this about a year ago, I was struggling getting to implement those. They weren't finished. They weren't up to what I wanted them to be. So what I'm doing now is I'm referencing the federal guideline documents, just blanket, so that whatever the feds say, that's the details we follow. We don't follow the crude drawings that we have in there. That was one of the things. The second thing we did was the cast iron detectable warning strips, so that they're the same throughout town. And I still have, unless otherwise approved, in there in case, like, there's another part of town that has another type to keep them all looking the same. And the third thing was we didn't have any protection. When somebody replaces an existing curb cut, we don't have a permit process for or we have a permit process for new curb cuts, but not existing. So we added, that was the new section we added, was to say that if you replace a drive or a sidewalk, you have to meet the ADA specs. Those were the three changes we made.
Okay.
I'm
further discussion?
Might correct the spelling of the word Vincennes in the title, but other than that, it's all right. There we go.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose? Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
First reading of ordinance 27-2015 passes by a vote of 6. Next is claim.
Mr. Mayor, I move we approve claims totaling $481,692.14.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilwoman Rose, to pay claims in amount of $481,692.14. Discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Claims are paid by a vote of miscellaneous.
I just want to thank City Clerk Treasurer Culp for bringing us the municipal budgeting timeline and workshop notes. So it looks like fascinating readings as we begin our budget hearings. And on the subject of budget hearings, I would like to, with the Council's permission, establish August 5th and 6th at 4 p.m. here in the chamber for the budget hearings with the departments. All right. By consensus, that will be our budget hearing dates.
Nothing else, just a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned.
Do it early.